Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I am so grateful this morning for that Proverbs 1:18-24 word, because it is a great day. Today is my mother's birthday, and I am just excited. I don't know why. I guess because I'm grateful, I'm thankful, and I know I'm blessed to still have my mother with me on this world. And she's a great woman of God, and I am so grateful for all my blessings, you know, for the fact that God has given her another year. And when you have a mom, tell your mom you love her on a regular basis. Don't just wait until it's too late. This past weekend on Saturday, I had to watch three very young women and a young man bury their mother. As my pastor says all the time, you don't have to be old to die. This young woman was only 44 years old. Her mother, a year maybe two older than I am, maybe three. But the bottom line is, it hurts. It hurts so bad to see young people lose someone they love so much. And to see the sea of people that came through to visit, to give condolences, to show love, to bring food, because she impacted so many lives. So many lives. So when you leave this world, I pray that you have impacted so many lives, that your children, to see that your living was not in vain. And her living was not in vain. So I still give condolences to the family of Sparkle Green this morning, as I thank God for my mom and the wonderful woman that she is, who made sure that her children knew God. And so I am grateful that my mom instilled the word of God in all of us. So shout out to my mother, the most beautiful woman I think in the world, Evelyn Johnson. So, Miss Evelyn, Miss Sissy, we love you. Mama, Grandmama, Grandmama Sissy, Nana, you are loved, you are adored, because you are an awesome, marvelous woman of God. So thanking God for my mother and the most wonderful person that she is, I'm grateful. I am so very grateful to have her for another year. Hallelujah. Thanking God. She's also a great traveling companion. We travel together when we get opportunity, and she is awesome. I tell you one thing. When you have a 12-hour drive to do, she is the best backseat driver you ever had. Because I'm going to tell you this. You're not going to sleep. You're not going to wave. You're not going to weave. You're not going to weave or wave or whatever. You're not going to do anything but drive and talk and laugh and giggle like schoolgirls, because she's fun to be around and fun to be with and travel with. You know, we've traveled a lot of this United States together, and I am so grateful that I can say that I've traveled with my mother. And just a happy memory before I get into the word this morning. My mother, my daughter, and granddaughters, and my aunt went on a road trip to Florida. Was supposed to be maybe about a, turned a little longer because, of course, we had to stop at my aunt's favorite restaurant, which was the Cracker Barrel. And then after we went to the Cracker Barrel, of course, we were in like a mini mall that had a shoe store. So we had to stop in the shoe store and look around. And as we were traveling through, you know, you had to kind of stop and, you know, get gas and do all these extra things and just look around the gas station because the gas stations had a lot of really nice stuff in it. You know, and I'm driving and my daughter's driving, my aunt's driving, we're all driving. I'm thinking, this trip is taking a little longer than it needs to. But then you realize you're having so much fun that you just kind of want to extend it a little bit. But we made our destination timely and made it to our where we were staying, and it was just a wonderful time. So shout out to my late Aunt Janet, who I miss terribly. Miss terribly. Not only was she my auntie, but she was my friend. And so I miss her, and I thank God that I had that trip to always remember my Aunt Jan and my mother's sister, you know. So I tell you this to all of you that are listening this morning. If your mother is still here, give your mom a call and just tell her, Mommy, I love you, or Mama, I love you, or Mother, I love you, whatever you call your mother. Just call her and tell her and say, I love you. Believe me, she will appreciate it. And I'm speaking to those that may have an aught against your parents. The Word of God tells us to love our mothers and our fathers, to honor our mothers and our fathers so that our days will be longer on this earth. And I tell you today, honor your mother, honor your father, honor your parents. Whether they're biological or not, honor the people that help raise you. Honor those that love you. And never forget that you are all children of God. And we must honor our Father God all the time, every day, every minute, every hour. And thank Him for every breath that you breathe. Because somebody breathed their last on yesterday. Thank God for who you have in your life. Because life is too short, wise. Ask God to guide you, lead you. And don't be all funny acting when you don't tell God, Lord, I want a long life. I want a life where I can see my grandchildren graduate from high school. I can see my granddaughters and grandsons get married. I want to see great-great-grandchildren, Lord God. I want to see my sons get married. You know, we want to see the best, and we have to ask God for that. My mother was blessed to see all of her children married and see grandchildren and great-grandchildren. What a blessing. So I am so grateful to God today again for my mother. So happy birthday, Mama. Love you so very much. And I'm very grateful that you gave me life. You gave me an opportunity to have a mother and a father and to have the best mom ever. So I'm grateful and I'm thankful. And I know that I know that I know that I know I'm blessed. Father God in heaven, I thank you this day that you have made. I rejoice in it, and I'm thankful for my mother. Lord, continue to watch over her, to continue keep her in great health, continue to lead her and guide her in the way that she should go for you, for she is a willing worker in your kingdom. Lord God, keep her safe from all her harm or danger. Keep her safe from COVID and any other ailment that might try to attack her. Lord, I ask you to keep her covered under the blood of Jesus. And Lord, as you cover my mother, I ask you to cover all those that are listening now and later. Give them strength. Give them perseverance. Give them love. Give them things they need to make it in this world. And Lord, I say a special prayer for the people of Texas. As we start to thaw out, Lord God, and they start to clean up, I pray, Lord, that there was no loss of life. I know there has been some. But Lord, I pray that it was quick and that they did not suffer. And Lord God, I pray that you hold those accountable that took life as nothing, did not think about helping fellow men and women and checking on everyone was okay. Lord, you know hearts of mine. Help us to get out of the me and all about me spirits that are in this world. Lord, help us to love each other, to care about each other, to get out politics, to get out of division and think about unity. For Lord God, a nation united is a nation that will stand, but a nation divided will fall. Help us to be united as a nation, Lord God. Help us to be united as families. I ask you, Lord God, to remove all ancient thoughts from people's lives, Lord God. Lord, help children to forgive mothers and fathers. Help fathers and mothers to forgive children. Lord God, as I celebrate my mother today, I ask you, Lord God, to help families that have been divided, that have been broken, that have been torn apart by foolishness, devil himself. I ask you, Father God, to forgive us as a nation, to forgive us as men and women of God who have forgotten how to walk right and talk right and live right and reach out in love to our fellow men and women and children. Lord God, watch over our children as some are going back to school in the settings of the school day. Watch over them and bless them, O God. Keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. And Lord God, as I read your word, I ask that this word be a blessing to someone, that it lifts up a spirit. And Lord God, I ask you to please increase as I decrease. And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. For Lord, I cannot do this without you, for you are my strength. And Lord, you are my Redeemer, and I am so very grateful that you have given me a voice to speak, eyes to see, and ears to hear what you want me to say. In the name of Christ Jesus, I lift up this word. I lift up my family. I lift up this nation and ask you, Father God, to bless each and every one. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, who is the source of my strength. We come together this morning in the Word of God, and we will be coming out of, it's not going to be a long word today. We have Leviticus chapter 14. We have Psalms verses chapter 26 verses 1 through 5, which is where our lesson title comes from this morning. And Proverbs chapter 10, verse 6 through 7. Our New Testament word we don't have today because it has already been read. So let's get started. It is a Leviticus word. So we're talking law. You know, yesterday we talked about what you should eat, what you should not eat, what you should eat, what meat you should not eat, what fowl you should eat, what fowl you should not eat, what fish you should eat, what fish you should not eat. And it talked about even women and birth. And, you know, as I read it, I thought, wow, this is pretty awesome. Because if a woman had a son, she had 40 days of rest. 40 days of rest. Her son was, you know, of course, circumcised on the eighth day. But she had 40 days of rest, which is about 5 weeks, 5 to 6 weeks. because we need rest. And then we have, for a girl, you got 80 days of rest. What a marvelous thing our God thought about women, even in his word. You know, in Exodus chapter 12, God thought about women and that we have so much to do, but he gave us rest. What a marvelous Father we have. So just that is going to always stick out to me, the chapter in the Bible where God gives maternity leave. Our Lord God thought of maternity leave in the Word of God. Whereas folks on this planet who claim to know God don't want to give a day of maternity leave, God gave us up to 80 days maternity leave. What a mighty God we serve. That just totally just did something to me. Just know that my God thought about women and gave us maternity leave in his word. Wow. So let's get into this Leviticus word. And we've been talking to leprosy in chapter 13. And so I believe we're continuing in leprosy and what to do for leprosy. And it said in chapter 14, verse 1, then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, this shall be the law of the leper for the day of his cleansing. He shall be brought to the priest, and the priest shall go out of the camp. And the priest shall examine him. And indeed, if the leprosy is healed in the leper, then the priest shall command to take for him who is to be cleansed to living and clean birds, cedar wood, scarlet, hyssop. And the priest shall command that one of the birds be killed on the earthen vessel over running water. As for the living bird, he shall take it, the cedar wood and the scarlet and the hyssop, and dip them and the living bird in the blood that was killed, of the bird that was killed, over the running water. And he shall sprinkle it seven times on him who is to be cleansed from the leprosy. And let the living bird loose to be cleansed shall wash his clothes, shave off all his hair, and wash himself in water, that he may be clean. And that he shall come into the camp and shall stay outside of his tent 7 days. But on the seventh day he shall shave all the hairs off his head and his beard and his eyebrows. All his hair he shall shave off. He shall wash his clothes and wash his body in water, and he shall be clean. And on the eighth day he shall take two male lambs without blemish, one ewe lamb of the first year without blemish, 3/10 of an ephod of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering, and one log of oil. Then the priest who takes him clean shall present the man who is to be made clean and those things before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. And the priest shall take one male lamb and offer it as a trespass offering, and the log of oil, and wave them as a wave offering before the Lord. Then he shall kill the lamb in the place where he kills the sin offering and the burnt offering in a holy place. For as the sin offering is the priest, so is the trespass offering. It is most holy. The priest shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering, and the priest shall put it on the tip of the right ear of him who is to be cleansed, on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot. And the priest shall take some of the log of oil and pour it into the palm of his own left hand. Then the priest shall dip his right finger in the oil that is in his left hand, and shall sprinkle some of the oil with his finger seven times before the Lord, and of the rest of the oil in his, of the right ear of him who is to be cleansed, on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot, on the blood of the trespass offering, the rest of the oil that is in the priest's hand, he shall put on the head of him who is to be cleansed. So the priest shall make atonement for him before the Lord. Then the priest shall offer the sin offering and make atonement for him who is to be cleansed from his uncleanness. Afterwards, he shall kill the burnt offering, and the priest shall offer the burnt offering and the grain offering on the altar. So the priest shall make atonement for him, and he shall be clean. But if he is poor and cannot afford it, then he shall take one male lamb as a trespass offering to be waived to make atonement for him, one-tenth of an ephod of fine oil mixed with oil. One ephod of flour mixed with oil as a grain offering, a log of oil, and two turtle doves or two young pigeons, such as he is able to afford. One shall be a sin offering and the other a burnt offering. He shall bring them to the priest on the eighth day of his cleansing, to the door of the tabernacle meeting before the Lord, and the priest shall take the lamb of the trespass offering and the log of oil, and the priest shall wave them as a wave offering before the Lord. Then he shall kill the lamb of the trespass offering, and the priest shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering and put it on the tip of the right ear of him who is to be cleansed, and on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot. And the priest shall pour some of the oil into the palm of his own left hand. Then the priest shall sprinkle with his right finger some of the oil that is in his left hand seven times before the Lord. And the priest shall put some of the oil that is in his hand on the tip of the right ear of him who is to be cleansed, and on the thumb of the right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot, on the place of the blood of the trespass offering, the rest of the oil that is in the priest's hand, he shall put on the head of him who is to be cleansed to make atonement for him for the Lord. And he shall offer one of the turtle doves of young pigeons, such as he can afford, such as he is able to afford, the one as a sin offering and the other as a burnt offering with the grain offering. So the priest shall make atonement for him who is to be cleansed before the Lord. This is the law for one who has had a leper sore, who cannot afford the usual cleansing. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, when you have come into the land of Canaan, which I give you as a possession, that I put the leprous plague in a house in the land of your possession, and he who owns the house comes and tells the priest, saying, it seems to me that there is some plague in the house, then the priest shall command that they empty the house before the priest goes into it to examine the plague, and all that is in the house may not be made unclean. And afterwards the priest shall go in to examine the house, and he shall examine the plague. And indeed, if the plague is on the walls of the house with ingrained streaks, greenish or reddish, which appear to be deep in the wall, then the priest shall go out of the house to the door of the house and shut up the house 7 days. And the priest shall come again on the seventh day and look. And indeed, if the plague is spread on the walls of the house, then the priest shall command that they take away the stones in which is the plague, and they shall cast them into the unclean place outside the city. And he shall cause the house to be scraped inside all around, and the dust that they scrape off they shall pour out in an unclean place outside the city. Then they shall take other stones and put them in the place of those stones, and he shall take another mortar and plaster the house. Now if the plague comes back and breaks out in the house after he has taken away the stones, after he has scraped the house, and after it is plastered, then the priest shall come and look, and indeed if the plague has spread in the house, it is an active leprosy in the house, it is unclean, and he shall break down the house, its stones, its timber, and all the plaster of the house, and he shall carry them outside the city to an unclean place. Moreover, he who goes into the house at all while it is shut up shall be unclean until evening. And he who lies down in the house shall wash his clothes, in the house shall wash his clothes. But if the priest comes in and examine it, and indeed a plague is not spread in the house after the house was plastered, then the priest shall pronounce the house clean, because the plague is healed. And he shall take to cleanse the house two birds, cedar wood, scarlet, and hyssop. Then he shall kill one of the birds in an earthen vessel over running water, and he shall take the cedar wood and hyssop, the scarlet and the living bird, and dip them in the blood of the slain bird and in the running water, and sprinkle the house seven times. And he shall cleanse the house with the blood of the bird and the running water, and the living bird with the cedar wood, the hyssop, and the scarlet. Then he shall let the living bird loose outside the city in the open field, and make atonement for the house, and it shall be clean. This is the law for any leper, a sore and scale, for the leprosy of a garment and of a house, for a swelling and a scab and bright spot, to teach when it is unclean and when it is clean, the law of leprosy. And a life lesson is this: I put the leprous plague in a house in the land of your possession. And that was verse 34. And if we go back to verse 34, and it said, and the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, when you have come into the land of Canaan, which I give you in as a possession, and I put the leprous plague in a house in the land of your possession, and he who owns the house comes and tells the priest, saying, it seems to me that there is some plague in the house, then the priest shall command that they empty the house before the priest goes into it to examine the plague, that all that is in the house may not be made unclean. And the word says from Dr. Stanley, God is as the Lord would bring his people into the promised land, so would he afflict some houses in the land with mildew and mold. Why? Perhaps so we will trust him regardless. It's a mildew and mold thing, and they called it a leprous house. But, you know, I've had a house that had mildew in it, and the whole house had to be gutted. I mean, gutted from the roof to the basement floor and cleansed and treated and made whole again and rebuilt from the inside, totally rebuilt, brand new, with brand new everything. But everything had to be treated. The mildew had to be taken out and thrown away. The wood, all the everything, down to the practically the studs of the house. Gratefully, it was built up on metal, that the base is all metal so that it holds the house up fine. But I had to gut it from the root to the from the attic to the basement. Totally gutted, totally rebuilt, from the floors up. God makes a way, and I am so grateful that he had given me the resources to do what I had to do. So God will come, and he will make a way out of no way. And this is the word of God. Vindicate me, O Lord, in Psalms chapter 26, verses 1 through 5. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have also trusted in the Lord. I shall not slip. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my mind and my heart, for your loving kindness is before my eyes. And I have walked in your truth. Whew. I have walked in your truth. God is so good. And we must walk in his truth. Loves us like that. You can walk in your truth. I have walked in your truth. Not my truth, but the truth of God. And when we walk in the truth of God, we won't falter. We won't fail. And we will know right is right and wrong is wrong. and you will not get right mixed up with wrong. You will not get a lie mixed up with the truth and or create a whole new truth called alternative facts. We have to be very, very careful to walk in righteousness, to walk in righteousness and be righteous men and women of God, because the Lord God is watching us. He is watching everything we do. He is watching everything we say. He knows our hearts. He knows our minds. He knows our spirits because he created them. He knows everything about us, including the number of hairs on our head. Hallelujah. We are blessed beyond measure. We got to stand up and know who we are, that we are special to God. And he loves us. He loves us just like that. And as we continue in this word, it says, I am not set with idolatrous mortals, nor will I go in with hypocrites. I have hated the assembly of evildoers and will not sit with the wicked. Psalms, that was Psalms chapter 26, verses 1 through 5. Proverbs 10, 6 through 7, on the head of the righteous, hallelujah. But violence covers the mouth of the wicked. And our title this morning is Blessings Are on the Head of the Righteous. And I am grateful that I have a righteous mother. I am grateful that I have children that love God. I am grateful that my grandchildren are knowing the Lord, know the Lord, and getting to know the Lord. Even the three-year-old, he is in church. Because I take him, his mama brings him, his daddy brings him. He is in church. Because you train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. God knows our hearts. He knows our minds. He knows our spirits. And when you are called to work for God, go to work for God. So I say again, blessed are on the head of the righteous. I want my blessing. I want to be righteous. I want to be whole. I want each and every one of you to be blessed as you walk in righteousness. And it says, but violence, come on now. Y'all better hear this. Violence covers the mouth of the wicked. I say it again. But violence covers the mouth of the wicked. The memory of the righteous is blessed. But the name of the wicked will rot. I say it again. The name of the wicked will rot. Somebody dying. And there's a group that may say they was all this and that. But the majority talks about how awful and wicked they were. Wow. When your obituary says, and this negative word, whatever it may be, person died. And it's almost like good riddance to bad rubbish. We better understand lives behind you is who you were. What lives behind you is your reputation. What lives behind you is how you treated your fellow man. What leaves behind you is your seed and your seed seed. Understand, there is nothing like seeing the obituary of someone that was not a member of anybody's church. Doesn't have anything in obituary because they didn't accomplish anything in life. They just live from day to day, making sure they took care of themselves and the heck with everybody else. The one thing we want to leave in this world is a legacy that we did something to help someone. You know, my godmother, you know, I remember her favorite song, and we had it sang when she passed away, was If I Can Help Somebody. If I can help someone, if I can help somebody. If I can help somebody in my life, if I can be a friend, to the friendless. If I can be someone that's a shoulder to cry on, can help somebody as I pass along, then my living shall not be in vain. And the lyrics of this, Mahalia Jackson sang this song. And, you know, and Whitney Phelps also sings this song. But Mahalia Jackson, anything will take you there, to the mount. As they say, she sang, no, it's Marian Anderson that sang, I think, for Martin Luther King. But Mahalia Jackson can take you to the mountaintop and bring you down. That was a voice of an angel. And there is going to be a special, I believe, on either PBS or History Channel about her. There's a movie coming out. I think it's called Mahalia. So if you get opportunity to see it, definitely we all must go see that movie. But it says this, if I can help somebody travel along, if I can help somebody with a word or song, if I can help somebody from doing wrong, my living shall not be in vain. My living shall not be in vain. My living shall not be in vain. If I can help somebody while I'm singing this song, my living shall not be in vain. Hallelujah. I pray this day that none of you, that none of your living is in vain. As you travel on this mighty highway called life, I pray that you have accomplished something to help somebody as you traveled along, that you had a song in your heart and prayed in your step, that you were a worshiper, that you were somebody that made someone feel better. Because of your kindness, because of the peace that you have, they were able to have peace too. I pray that this day the Lord has made that I rejoice in, that your living is not in vain, and that as the word of God tells you, blessings are on the head of the righteous. And I pray that the blessings of Abraham cover you and your families from the crowns of your head to the soles of your feet, and that you are protected by the blood of the Lamb who was slain for your sins, for my sins, for our sins. I thank you for listening in on this very special day. This is it for us. We have a word from our sister in Christ, and then I'm going to call my mother and go to work. Hallelujah. Thank you all for listening to me, for tuning in this morning. And I thank you all for just being who you are, mighty and wonderful men and women of God. You are a blessing, and I'm grateful to be your host, to be your sister, to be your friend, to be your goddaughter, to be your godniece, just be a woman of God, a woman who loves God more than anything. Don't get me singing now, because I can't sing early in the morning. Not yet, anyway, but I will be one day. But my favorite song is More Than Anything. You know, when you can lift your hands and say, I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, but you are God and God alone. That's all we can say, is we are grateful, and I am grateful, and I love you, Jesus. I love you, Father God, more than anything. And this morning, our sister in Christ says this, good morning. When you pray, God listens. Can the church say amen? When you listen, God speaks. Hallelujah. When you believe, God moves on your behalf. Have a motivated Monday, family. We are walking in belief. We are walking in prayer. We are walking and listening, for we know that our Father God can move mountains for us. And if we pray and believe with faith of a mustard seed, we can move mountains too. So I thank you all. I praise God with you. Ask you to continue praying for my family and ask you to continue praying for your own. For God loves you so much and he loves all of us. He just wants us to be a family united in love. So don't hate family. Don't walk around with hate. Don't allow any of the foolishness of this world to get in your spirit. And, you know, I'm just going to share a fast that I'm on right now. And it is a fast to not speak negative about anyone. So today, this whole week, y'all, join me in keeping our tongues behind our teeth. If you, as my mother and my godmother used to say, and still I feel it in my spirit, I said to my granddaughter, if you cannot say anything nice about anyone, keep your tongue behind your teeth. Or as our elders said, don't say anything. Don't say anything. We are going to practice a fast this week of keeping our tongues behind our teeth. Keep your tongue behind your teeth. Don't say anything if you can't say something nice. So today I say thank you. Thank you all for listening. Join me this week, 7 days. We're going to keep our tongue behind our teeth. We know that there's stuff that's going on in the world. We want to say something negative about this person or that person because they've done some skedaddery. They've been awful and they've been vicious and they've been lying and cheating and doing all the things that we know are not right or righteous. But what we're going to do is pray for them and keep our tongue behind our teeth. Hallelujah. So join me this week, 7 days, y'all, and hold me accountable. We're going to keep our tongues behind our teeth and say nothing if we can't say anything nice. So thank you so much. I love you all. I hope you can feel the smile coming from my face. All my teeth are showing because I'm just happy that God woke me up this morning with a pep in my step and, woo, hallelujah, and a praise in my heart. And I say to all of you, keep on lifting up our nation and the people that are sick with COVID. Pray for their healing and their continued healing. For those of us that have been vaccinated, you know, don't take it for granted that you got a vaccination and that, you know, you're just all hunky-dory. We all understand that everybody has a time and a season. And yes, I have taken the vaccination, and I prayed about it before I did it because I know that I was covered already by the blood of Jesus. But I work in a position where I work with seniors, and I come in and out of houses, and, of course, I have to go to stores, and I have to do things. I would never want to be a carrier of an awful, awful illness and hurt someone that I care about. So that's why I took the vaccination. So I say to you all, if God puts it on your heart, if you're over a certain age, vaccination, because you are covered. We know you're covered. But we want to all be safe. So if it is on your heart, if God has put it in your spirit, but I say this, until God tells you to do it, don't do it. Because God is the one that's in charge. And I am grateful. And I continue to pray and ask God to continue to watch over, heal, and carry me through always. For I will and I do continually love God And I'm grateful that he loves me back. And before I start getting all emotional, the lines are open. If there is anybody that has a word from God that would like to speak, hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing. Hallelujah, we are rejoicing. And we know, hallelujah, that we got a daddy God that loves us so much that he gave the greatest gift we could ever receive of his son, salvation. Thanking you, God, for salvation and forgiveness and love that can only come from you. I thank you this morning, Father. And as we get ready to depart, family, I say to you all, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other. In the precious and holy name of Jesus, I ask our Father God to cover you and to cover your families, to give you grace, to give you mercy, to give you his abundance of goodness. I love you all. I thank God for you all. And I say to you all, it is a wrap. Please keep me and my family in your prayers. And for those that are listening that know my mom, she's on Facebook, wish her a happy birthday. Thank you so much. And be blessed. For again, as I smile with joy and the peace of God in my heart, today is a good day because he woke me up this morning and he put breath in my body. And say to God, thank you, Lord. He put breath in your bodies too. Because if you're listening, you're not gone on to the other world. So thank you so much. Be blessed. It is a good day. And remember, this week, 7 days, y'all, behind our teeth. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Be blessed. It's a wrap.